For the DRG Media Group Sports, I'm William Haynes. Make it now 10 wins in a row for the Minnesota Twins as they beat the Chicago White Sox yesterday afternoon 10-5 for the seventh straight time this year. While the team just got Carlos Correa and Jhoan Duran back from the injured list, Byron Buxton may be hitting the shelf.
There goes Buck, and the pitch is taken for a strike, and the throw down to second is in plenty of time. It's a strike him out, throw him out, as Byron never even slid, as he kind of geared down about two-thirds of the way towards second base. That's a bit concerning for the Twins, as Byron's still now just walking slowly back to his dugout.
That from Twins Radio. After appearing to injure his knee on that play in the second inning, Buxton left the game. Manager Rocco Baldelli said he will receive an MRI on his right knee and be evaluated during today's off day. It looked as if that was when things might start to unravel. Chicago was also leading going into the sixth, but a double error by the White Sox tied it 4-4. And in the seventh, Max Kepler picked up a game-winning hit for the third day in a row on an RBI single. A four-run ninth helped put the game further out of reach. Third baseman Jose Miranda replaced Buxton in the second inning and would go 3-for-4 with two runs batted in for already his third three-hit game in the young season. Here Miranda was after the game on what's driving that success.
No, I mean, I feel pretty good, obviously, because, you know, I've been putting in the work, you know, a lot of work, obviously, before the games and you know, practices and stuff. So when I go to the game, I'm ready mentally and, you know, I'm ready to go. So I know I got a plan every at bat, and that's the main thing, you know, swing a good pitch and having a plan.
Before the 10-game win streak began, Minnesota was a lowly 7-13, and it seemed the season was getting away from them. Now, the team sits at 17-13 and is on top of the world. This was Rocco Baldelli on how the energy has changed.
It's one of those things where you get to really identify what momentum feels like, the positive energy feels like, and guys feeding off of each other. That's what's going on here right now, and I don't know how to look at it any other way, but it's when that starts to happen, you feel like you're going to win every game. You feel like you keep the game close. Some days you win by a few, and other days when it's real tight, you feel like you can come back.
The Twins have an off day today and return home tomorrow night for the start of a three-game series with the 18-13 Boston Red Sox, who have a four-game win streak of their own. Minnesota Timberwolves guard Mike Conley was awarded the NBA's Teammate of the Year award yesterday. It's the second time the 36-year-old has taken the honor. His collision with head coach Chris Finch last week led to Finch having knee surgery yesterday. The operation on his ruptured patellar tendon was successful, and he will fly with the team to Denver ahead of their playoff series beginning on Saturday. Although it's possible he may be in the locker room during the game instead of on the bench. That's what's happening. For more news, sports, and weather, go to drgnews.com.